Everybody, it's that time on a Friday. Woohoo, it's Friday. Everybody dances.
Because we know why. We know why.
It's a Throughline Friday.
That's right.
You are live in just, I don't know, probably minutes for some people. You guys get on over there, 12radio.com. That's right, Chris Throughline for you. Give her a shout. Give me a shout. I always need the jolt of energy because she's got to be working like a dog. I work like a dog, you guys, on Fridays. Aww. It's all good. Don't feel bad for me. No, I love it. You guys, whatever you need, Christine's got your hookup, and I have your report to back it up to. Get a reading over there with her, or just listen to what she has to say. It's a little something-something sauciness. Let's warm you up, Christine. I'm going to start with my hot minute today. Are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm right here, honey. I'm right here.
All right, my hot minute, you guys. Let's get right to it. You know I love Fridays for lots of different reasons. What's really important, though, is that you're able to take the time to do an assessment. That is not my hot minute because I talk about it every Friday, but I'm just going to remind you, it's really good to look back, just peer back in the rearview mirror and go, did I accomplish what it was I wanted to accomplish this week? How am I? Do I have all my digits, right? Am I intact? How do I feel? Am I in an abundant space? Am I a little broke down? What is it that I need? And can you make another decision about where it is that you're moving and going in your life? You guys, Fridays are a party. They're a reason to celebrate. Every day is a party and a reason to celebrate. Take the opportunity of the energy of this Friday. Friday the 15th. Christine, as you say, we're somewhere in the beginning, the middle, the end. It's Friday, May 15th, so you guys, you are right in the middle of the movement of this month. Take the time to pause, to assess, to celebrate, to acknowledge yourself, to acknowledge those things around you, and put yourself in a position of power. Empowerment. It's the 15th. Why not? It's a Friday. Get your groove on, you guys. The weekend is right around the corner. And that, Christine, is my hot minute.
Wonderful. And guys, just to share what day the 15th is it's a 10-day. Or you break it down to a 1-day. And it's perfectly in alignment with everything that Deb just said about assessing, making different decisions, looking back, but also making editing choices on this day, because the energy of the day is actually in support of you standing up, using your voice, making some edits, etc., etc. Not so much tomorrow, because tomorrow's energy is not about that. I mean, you can track numerology in these cycles down to a daily experience. So if there are any edits you need to make today, make them. Use your voice, you know, stand up, use your authority, your independence, you know, get things moving. Today on the show, I'm going to be talking about something inside of your comprehensive chart, your own personal chart, that is called the essence number. Now, this essence number is connected to the personal year cycles themselves, but they don't run year to year. Okay, the personal year number runs January 1st through December 31st. The essence number runs from your birthday to your birthday. And the two work in concert together. And I think it's time that I chat a little bit about why this essence number, which changes every single year, is so important. Yeah, it might not change to a new number, by the way. You might have the same essence for 9 years. It just depends on what is, it has to do with your name and the letters inside of your name, etc. And I'll explain all of that. But when you put the two together, you really start to cook with gas in using your personal comprehensive numerology chart as a blueprint and a template for you to make choices and decisions in your life with your goals. Yeah. So that's today's show. I'm so excited to bring it to you. And we'll chat with you in just a second.
And that's another hot minute.